Chapter 6 Preparations. The birds had become quieter. Nat went upstairs to check everything. He could hear the wind was still strong, and the waves were breaking on the shore. But the birds seemed to have disappeared. He looked at his watch. It was 8 o'clock. The tide probably turned about an hour ago, he thought. There seemed to be some law that the birds obeyed, and it was related to the east wind and the tide. The birds only attacked when the tide was high. Nat made a quick calculation in his head. With any luck, that meant 6 hours of calm. It would be quiet till 1 o'clock. He must make preparations before a new attack. There were two things he could do. The first was to rest with his wife and children and get some sleep while they could. The second was to go out and see how the Triggs were managing at the farm and if the phone there was still working. Maybe he could get some news. He called to his wife quietly, and she came out of the kitchen.
"Don't be crazy," she said at once. "You can't go out tonight. Wait till the morning."
All right," Nat said quickly. "I'll wait. But when the tide goes out again, I'll go to the farm. They may let us have bread and potatoes, and some milk too." His mind was busy again, planning for an emergency. They wouldn't have milked the cows this evening, of course. The cows would be waiting in the yard, and everyone would be closed up inside, behind fortified windows. That is, if they'd had time to take precautions. He remembered Farmer Triggs smiling at him from the car. "I'm sure that there was no shooting party," Nat thought to himself. The children were asleep and seemed quite peaceful. Helen sat on her mattress and watched them.
"What are we going to do?" she asked quietly.
Nat put his finger on his lips to tell her not to make a sound. "There's something I must do," he said. He opened the back door as quietly as possible and looked outside. It was dark, and the wind was blowing harder than ever. He kicked at the step outside the door, which was piled with dead birds. There were birds everywhere, some with broken necks, but no living ones. They had all flown towards the sea when the tide turned. The seagulls would be riding the waves now, like they were at noontime. In the distance, the plane that had crashed earlier was still burning on one of the hills. Suddenly, Nat had a thought. If he put all the dead birds on the windowsills, they would make added protection against the next attack. Not much, perhaps, but a little. The living birds would have to remove the dead birds before they could attack the windows. Nat started to work in the darkness. The dead birds were still warm and bloody, and he hated touching them. It was horrible, but he went on working. He noticed that most of the windows were broken. Only the wooden boards had stopped the birds from entering the house. When he had finished, he went back into the cottage and closed the door tightly. Helen made him some tea, and he drank it thirstily. He was very tired, so he lay down on the mattress and slept a little. In his dreams, his mind was still worrying about some precaution not taken, something he had forgotten to do. He couldn't remember what it was, but he knew there was something. Finally, his wife woke him up.
"They've started again," she said. Her voice was trembling. although she tried not to panic.
And there's a bad smell too, like something is burning.